Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema, with your host, DJ Ace, this is Cinema Wars! Welcome to round two of Cinema Wars. I'm DJ Ace. Thank you for tuning in today. And I have three more contestants willing to run the gauntlet of cinema warfare. So here they are, Brad, Andy, and Andrew. Say hello, guys.
Oh, yeah. How's it going?
Oh, yeah. Hey,
let's do it.
All right, let's do this thing. Absolutely. So today's topic is speculative. I love it. Last week, we did best movie of 2015. We're looking to the future this week. Best movie. What will be the best movie of 2016? And this is insane because there are so many good movies coming out this next year. It's unbelievable. You may be familiar with Deadpool coming out in just a few short weeks. BVS after that in March. And then Captain America Civil War in May. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. So I'm excited to see what these guys pick, starting with Brad.
All right, well, that's pretty loud. All right, I chose BVS, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Cool. Andy, what you got for me?
You even said it yourself. I picked Deadpool.
Deadpool. All right, Andrew, and what you got for me?
Okay, I'm going to go with the Civil War.
Civil War.
Okay. Ooh, all superhero movies all tonight.
Yes, absolutely. Who's going to beat which movies is going to beat the other ones? Cuz they're all different companies. Like, seriously. Did you not like Warner Brothers, Fox, and Disney Marvel. So, all right, let's get this thing started, bros. Brad, why is yours going to be the best movie?
All right. First off, team-up films always the best. We saw that with Avengers and Avengers 2, and we're going to see that again with Marvel and Captain America Civil War, which is basically Captain America versus Iron Man. However, Batman and Superman are some of the most iconic characters from all of comic book history, and I'm not even excited about it. That's not even the reason I'm most excited about it. I'm excited because Wonder Woman, if you've seen the trailers, and if you haven't at this point, I don't care. Wonder Woman is coming in this movie, and she's going to be a main character. We have a female, strong superhero who is basically starring in her own film at this point. It's called Batman vs. Superman, but from what we've seen in the trailers, she's essentially that third character. It's talking about the Trinity of DC Comics, and it's going to be godlike.
All right, Andy, what do you have to say for Deadpool?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna say that Deadpool is not exactly he's not on Batman and Superman's level.
He's not even close.
Hey. But
I love the murk with the mouth. He's not even close to Batman Superman. I'm sorry.
Right, let him get through.
And with the Wonder Woman reveal, yeah, it's not going to be the same. But he's also been built up a little bit. He's also been built up in the same way that the Avengers and everything else has been going on. Like, if you've watched X-Men Wolverines, he was built up as a character. Ryan Reynolds had, like, a small part. He was built up a little bit. And if you've seen in the trailers, they have been marketed really well. Like, if you've seen Ryan Reynolds, he seems to be, like, the perfect kind of guy, or at least he knows how to play it very well. Because if you've seen the Red Band trailers, and I'm pretty sure you two have, they're hilarious.
Absolutely mm-hmm. phenomenal.
Hilarious. He breaks the fourth wall. Just like he acts exactly like the Deadpool character that we all want, and the fact that it's going to be like on this really big screen. Apparently, it's going to be in a large format. You're gonna be able to see Deadpool as he is in the movie that I want to see. So that's probably why it's going to be the best movie.
All right, Andrew, Civil War.
All right, basically, Captain America is the main character, the hero of this story. He has proven himself to be standout all alone in his movies, thanks to Winter Soldier. And now he's going to continue his mission against Hydra again. But this time, Captain America finds his way in front of him. And these two in the Avengers movies have clashed heads multiple times, and now we actually get to see him go go head to head full on and at their best. For what they believe is good versus bad.
Right, just to clarify, who's he button heads with?
Iron Man and Captain America are button head at their best.
Sorry, I thought you said Hydra for some reason.
I think
Hydra is supposed to be involved.
Yeah, Hydra's definitely involved.
They were involved in the last movie, they probably have a part.
All right, so I just FYI, guys, you know, I was really quiet last time, and that's the reason I'm quiet typically for the next part, the argument part, is because I don't like to give you guys ammunition. I like to leave you guys to figure that out for yourselves. That said, have at it.
All right. I want to talk to you about Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool in the X-Men Wolverine movie. What the heck, man? That is not the Deadpool that we're going to be seeing. Ryan Reynolds himself has come out and said that one of the best, most iconic, and his favorite part about Deadpool is that he is the Merc with the mouth. And they stitched his mouth shut.
They did.
They took away the one thing that makes Deadpool so much cooler than villains like Deathstroke. Or even Deadshot, Katana, basically any of the other sword-based superheroes, they took away one thing. So that's terrible.
Can I say something? Take a shot. The Deadpool in that X-Men movie, he doesn't look anything like Deadpool. He looks like that guy. He looks like one of those guys in that Mortal Kombat. You know which one I'm talking about? He's like
Baraka.
But that was just the introduction. That was just a test to see
if we knew what we were talking about.
not to see if we knew what we were talking about. Just an introduction, you know, like just to say, hey, the idea of making a Deadpool movie's out there, and we've got this actor.
Well, but
in
here's
this
the,
scene.
Here's the thing: is the reason it's been stuck in studio, and that's the term that's not too far on the. Okay, all right. And that's the term that Ryan Reynolds himself has used is because of that very movie, because people don't want to see just an amalgamation of every single mutant. They want to see an amalgamation of every single mutant that's R-rated and that has Ryan Reynolds doing what Ryan Reynolds does best, which is being a smart mouth to every single person he comes into contact with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the new Deadpool movie is going to be wonderful, but it's not going to be nearly as wonderful as BVS because there's no it's a Deadpool movie, so we know he's going to come out on top because he always comes out on top because he literally cannot be killed. It's going to the history of comedy superhero films as a Deadpool film is going to be is not great. Ant-Man, not a super great film.
Mm-hmm.
Great by normal standards. Great by normal standards, not great by superhero standards. Right. Paul Rudd, not my first pick as a. And as to your Civil War thing, here's the thing: Captain America cannot carry a movie by himself. The reason everyone liked Winter Soldier is because Bucky was in it, because it had this character who was broken, who was absolutely demolished, and. He sort of begins his way back, and you have this sort of emotional tie between the two. But Captain America doesn't carry that movie. Black Widow does better than that. In the first Captain America movie, he doesn't even want to be Captain America for most of it. He's so
I've got a retort
down
here,
on
Black
himself.
Black Widow, all she's doing in there is to be like maybe the love interest in that movie.
Wonderful. Okay.
And then she becomes the love interest for the Incredible Hulk in the Avengers 2.
And that's what makes BVS better than both of those movies. Their use of women as a strong character, as a main character, and as something more than a love interest, and in fact a protector of the two men.
And here's my counter argument to your BVS. I find it a little more interesting how Hydra is going to be.
Hydra's not going to. Wasn't even mentioned in these trailers.
How do you know?
Because I've seen some trailers for Captain America.
It's mostly the focus is between Bucky and Captain America fighting.
Iron Man, right?
Because that's what they presented in the trailers. And one thing I wanted to point out, at least in the Batman and Superman Batman and Superman movie, is one of the controversies is the casting, with Gal Gadot being Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot is a wonderful Wonder Woman.
I'm skeptical.
Pun intended.
But also,
I want that on record as pun intended.
But also, Jesse, what was his name? Jesse.
Eisenberg. I don't know who you're talking about.
Eisenberg.
The casting of Lex Luthor.
Yes.
Lex Luthor Jr.
That's what I was going to say.
I found him very annoying in the trailer.
Yeah.
He's Okay.
The one trailer that they dropped like a couple week months ago. It's a lot of people were complaining at the fact that it was revealing like the entire plot, like structure for plot point by plot point.
Yeah, basically showing the whole movie in the trailer. I know the argument.
They set up Superman. They set up Batman. And it looks like that they're working together more than fighting, you know, because why would it look? It also
that
sounds
doesn't
more,
matter.
But it, hold on. It also sounds like they're setting up more of a Dawn of Justice movie. Like they marketing clearly said that it was Batman versus Superman. But if you've seen from the trailers, they don't really seem to be fighting that much.
It's Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. That's
I know
the whole film
that they want to do. But don't you think that the fans, especially when it came to the first trailer, when they saw, when it comes to a Comic-Con trailer, the very first Comic-Con trailer where it was like just a teaser, where it was just like the Batman and the Superman logo coming into frame, didn't you think that they wanted a movie where it was Batman versus Superman?
No, I think what they want is the way Justice League has always been founded. In every incarnation of Justice League, from comics to movies to action figures to fan fiction, it always starts off with Batman butting heads with Superman and then realizing because of Wonder Woman's intervention, and sometimes it's the Flash as well, and sometimes even Martian Manhunter helps them a little bit, they realize that they can do way more good together than they can apart. And the problem with these Marvel films, right? I absolutely love superhero Marvel films, all right? Don't get me wrong. But the problem is that we have these people who want to make it new. They want to cater to the comic book audience, but also they want to cater to these new people, to these guys who aren't as invested in these characters, who don't know them at the stories as well. As a result, they feel the need to make up new ones. Mm-hmm. DC realizes that they do not need to do that. They can start with the classic and arguably one of the best tales ever told, with the possible exception of, like, the Bible and blah, 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 blah. I realize that they're on two separate planes, but I really like the story. They can do that, put it in the movie form, and set it up for their upcoming Justice League movie.
Okay, but don't you think that...
And I think that we're going to get some... to your question, I kind of avoided it a little bit.
Okay.
To your question, we're going to get enough Batman v Superman, but there's going to be a moment where they're going to look at each other, and they'll probably do that Ben Affleck, Henry Cavill thing, where they both have this really great ability to express things without saying them. They'll do that look, and they'll realize, okay, all right, we can put our stuff aside for now. And then they will proceed to actually deal with it.
All right.
We deal with the real problem.
And also, do you think that they're like behind the curve a little bit because Marvel has already done this kind of
they're
stuff?
They're a little bit behind the curve, but their movies have been so much better. Let's talk about
the Fox.
The only thing you can really make a true argument for is the Batman trilogy. But there's a reason why the director who was assisting
Nolan.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan, assisting Zack Snyder in the Superman movie, quit the Dawn of Justice movie. He doesn't like... there's something about it he does not like. So he got out of there.
Here's the problem here's everyone's problem with the superhero movie, with the Superman movie, is, or the Man of Steel movie, I should say, is they wanted it to be a superhero origin story.
Yes.
They wanted it to Superman, and they did that. What they wanted was Superman to stand for justice and good and the American way and blah 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 blah, the way he has in the comics for hundreds of years. What the directors wanted to do was make it more realistic. So they showed all the destruction. I was not a big fan of the Man of Steel movie, by the way. But I think what they did well is they showed all the destruction that Superman can wreck on society, and that set it up perfectly for Batman's for this movie. Right? They're taking longer, as Warner Bros. Does. They did the same thing with the Harry Potter films. People were really worried that wasn't going to work out, and they were really worried that because they were taking a year or two in between, the people would be entirely too old. They started Daniel Radcliffe and Rupert Grint and who's the girl?
Hermione?
Watson.
Emma Watson. Thank you.
Yes.
Emma Watson off as 12-year-olds, and they started to kind of lose it when they got closer to their ages. So they're not exactly the ages their characters are, despite the fact they started off that way. And the movies came out great. And this is coming from the same studio that does that, Warner Bros. Warner Bros. That we all trust. Warner Bros. That did Bugs Bunny. Warner Bros. That can do everything from Bugs Bunny to great superhero films.
How about Mickey Mouse over here? Come on.
Well, Bugs Bunny.
The counter.
Bugs Bunny would be something else.
We're going off rail here. All right. Great stuff from Brad over here. I want to hear a little bit more from Andy and Andrew on Civil War.
Yeah, we've hardly had any word over here.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just because my movie's going to dominate yours.
Right, yeah, Andy. Because you're a big, fat talker.
Okay.
Because I'm a tall
barker.
Because I'm better talking than you, Andrew.
I want to hear about Civil War over here.
All right. You got...
Am I allowed to, like butt in sometimes, or do I have to stay quiet?
Let them start.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, basically, how you got Superman, Batman, battling? But from what I've understood from the trailers I've watched, Lex Luthor is gonna somehow play a role in getting these two to fight each other. But then that doesn't work out. He's gonna probably throw Doomsday at them or something. And then
which didn't look that good in the trailers, to be honest.
Yeah, he didn't.
Have we seen Doomsday in the trailers?
Yes, in the latest one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, that's right.
And that's when Wonder Woman appeared. Anyway, we don't really understand how Iron Man and Captain America are going to fight each other.
No, we do.
They've been building that up since the Avengers, but they don't really show what fires the first shot to get them to.
Yeah, they do. It's the metahuman registration.
You see it in the trailer. They're calling it the Sokovia Accords. You see that book slide across the table. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. But it's the same exact theme. They're just building off of what happened in Age of Ultron.
And it comes in a crossroads.
Yeah, they are trying to. And now that the government's trying to get Captain America to go along with this, he refuses. Iron Man comes in and beats him up.
You think he does.
I mean, it's obviously labeled in the trailer that they're beating up. Sure, here's the point that I wanted to make. Sorry to change subject when it comes to the Avengers, when it comes to all this stuff, I feel like most of these movies have kind of been like serious. I mean, I don't want to go back from last week and say like something about how Mad Max was like, you know, this movie that like was like really, really fun, really, really. I think that the difference between these
Mad Max was awfully serious.
But
I didn't watch it.
But the two differences between those movies and Deadpool is the fact that the Deadpool is obviously like, it's not to be taken as seriously, you know. Going to be a little more lighthearted. It's going to be a little funnier. And the fact that it ties in with the X-Men movies, the fact that there's characters from in this movie that are going to be in X-Men Apocalypse, you know, it may tie into that.
Yep.
I don't know if Deadpool's going to tie into X-Men Apocalypse, but it would definitely improve it a lot.
Okay, let me throw something at you. You mentioned to Brad. You mentioned to Brad earlier that the BVS movie is kind of spoiled already through the trailers. How do you know the Deadpool trailers are not spoiled? I mean, in the second one that came out on Christmas, I had a good idea how it's going to play out. Just by the way. The way he's monologuing through the entire trailer, and at the very end, they say he took something. Someone took something from him, and now he wants revenge. You kind of make out who he's talking about.
Well, I think they just.
I'm trying my best not to be too spoil to be spoiler-free on this.
Don't worry. We spoiled the heck out of Star Wars last week. So.
Yeah, we did.
No, that's true.
Yeah, I even asked him about it. But I think...
I'm glad I wasn't here for that. I still haven't seen it.
They're talking about his girlfriend.
Did you have one more thing, Andy?
Well, yes. I think it was just more of a setup. Because, you know, how they said that, like, they changed his face and they made that joke about his face looking like... Well, I can't say it on the air, but...
Yeah,
the way they...
Not great. Not looking great.
Not looking great. So I think it's more of a setup more than just to tell the whole thing. And, like, again, they only, like, let a few scenes slide and made a few jokes to make the movie a lot more interesting, a lot more fun. So I don't think the whole plot was ruined there. Not like Dawn vs. Superman.
The only thing I really don't see is where are the other meta humans coming from? It kind of looked like he was teaming up with the Metal Colossus guy around the very end. Colossus has been confirmed as being in it. Yeah, at the beginning of his first trailer, it looked like he was fighting the guy. The end of the second trailer, it looks like he's teaming up with the guy as this one girl comes up and says, "Who's up to fight me?" Deadpool tells the Metal Colossus to go after her, and she gets KOs him in one punch or something. But that's the only thing I don't get. Where are all these other metahumans coming from? Everything else is probably just spelled out.
I guess. Sorry, I thought you were looking at me. Okay.
Make it quick.
I will make it quick. But basically,
last statement from Andy.
Basically, we don't exactly know how this film is going to play out. Obviously, they may have shown a lot in the trailer, but. You know, they could take a twist or a turn that, you know, you wouldn't expect when you see the entire movie. So, you know, something could happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything could happen. That's
the only card you could throw
at this point. And I think that's what describes all of these movies. Anything can happen. However, we have run up against the clock here. So great discussion, guys. However... There can only be one.
Bum, bum, bum.
All right, so, yeah, you guys went back for it real well. Just a couple things. All right. Andy, you did good, man. These guys hit you a lot. However, you killed your argument the instant you threw out the Wolverine movie.
Dude.
Like, why would you do that?
You threw your,
why would you?
He was in it. So.
It don't matter.
Just because
he was in Green Lantern,
it is a disgrace. That movie is like the one X-Men movie that everyone's trying to forget about. Like, seriously.
It was the way he was set up.
How is he set up?
However, if you would have said anything, you could have saved yourself, but you didn't. If you said anything about the fact that they leaked the test footage like 6 years ago, and that's how the ball got rolling to make a Deadpool movie. Yeah. That could have saved you, but you forgot
about it. That's what got it out of that.
So, good attempt, Andy. I applaud you. So that's down to Brad and Andrew here. Civil War and VS. However, they're both versus movies, which is really interesting.
Yes.
However, I do that thing, don't I?
I'm trying to learn to do it so I can host one day.
Yeah, Brad, you had a lot of hits on everyone this round. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, he was the merc of the mouth of this round.
He really was. He really was. And here's the thing about Civil War. I mean, sure, the trailer for BVS may have gotten a little too far out of hand. However, Zack Snyder has come out and said that there's more to it. All right? He has made that statement.
He's hit or miss.
Or he's lying. But
yeah. He's hit or miss as a director.
The only thing I don't see is how Doomsday plays into it.
Well, that's.
But he hit you with the Captain America remarks. Like, I think we can all agree we're more excited for Civil War because Bucky's in it.
And Natasha. Oh, Natasha.
And there's that.
Natasha.
So. Yeah. So I am going to have to give it to Batman versus Superman.
Figured.
But that's because Brad really went crazy this round. So and good job on Brad.
I'm sorry, Andrew, if you feel that I attacked you or something. I lost last week and came in with a bit of a chip on my shoulder.
He really did. But don't forget, Andrew, there's always round
3.
I'll try to be better
or
next
5.
Time.
I think you beat me last semester too, so.
No, I've only played Chris Morgan one time.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, guys, and we will be back next week for Cinema Wars. The battle is done, but the war is far from over. Tune in next week for the next engagement here on Cinema Central.